You might say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little...
chilly.
Alright, but if you're tired now.
Or feel tired, or...
would you ever say drowsy?
Yeah.
Okay. But because at 6 o'clock I have to...
go to bed?
No, if you go to bed and then you set your alarm for 6 o'clock, that means you have to... do what at 6 o'clock?
Oh, you mean to 6 o'clock get up?
Get up, okay. If medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, well, why haven't you...
why haven't you taken your medicine?
Okay. The patient might answer, well, yesterday
I took it.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone...
deaf.
All right. What do you call a sore on your body that, discharges?
Running sore.
Okay. How about a boil?
A boil, yeah. Rising.
Okay. How about a cat ear?
A who?
Cat ear, something like that? Guitar?
Uh-uh.
Okay. When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Pus.
Any other names?
Oh.
Ever heard it called humor or matter? Corruption?
Yeah, I've heard it called that, yeah.
Which one?
Corruption.
If you've got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it should be, you say, my hand...
is swelling.
All right, it did what? It... in the past, you might say, my hand... you might say, well, like, a few days, say, a week ago, a bee stung me and my hand...
swollen?
Yeah, uh-huh. And then you might say, and it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Water.
And what's the best time to open a blister if you have one?
The best time to open one?
Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea to open them?
Well, if you're going to open it, the best time to do it is right when it happens.
Oh, really?
And let that water out of there, and then it'll, 9 times out of 10, it'll go right, it'll heal right back.
In the war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
wound.
All right. Have you ever heard of when a wound doesn't heal like it's supposed to, this kind of white substance might form around the edge of it? It has to be cut up?
Inflamed.
It has to be burned out? You ever heard it called proud flesh?
Yeah.
Is that a right description?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the brown liquid that stings that you put on a cut?
Brown. Iodine.
Uh-huh. And how about the stuff that used to be given as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine.
Okay. All right, you might say, if somebody died, what are some polite ways of putting it, you know, where you kind of beat around.
He passed away.
Yeah. Any other ways?
Well, I heard a lot of them, but it wouldn't be like he kicked the bucket. And
yeah, how about some other common, crude ways of putting it? Any others like that?
Yeah, the old boy kicked the bucket, and let's see. Well, it seemed to me like I've heard some other expressions like that. I don't recall them right now.
Okay. And you might say, but I don't know what he died. All right. What do you call a place where people are buried?
Graveyard, cemetery.
All right, if it's small and out in the country, you might call it a...
graveyard.
How about if it's on a farm for just the family? Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call the box that people are buried in?
Coffins. Caskets.
All right. Have you heard any names that any other groups of people would use for them?
Pine box.
Okay.